you guys know God of War, you know that, you know, when people think of Kratos, they think of him as sort of being single-minded, right? He is fundamentally focused on rage and vengeance, right? He believes that he was tricked by the gods, tricked by Ares specifically, into killing his wife and his kid, and as a result, he's single-mindedly seeking that vengeance. And over the course of the last, all the different iterations on the PSP and the PS3 and the PS2, it was all about that vengeance, him becoming a god, eventually taking on Ares, etc. The context within which the team really wanted to explore was there's this time period after he kills his, after he inadvertently kills his wife and his child, about 6 months after that, where he's still a human, he's still a man, and he doesn't know really what's going on. He's got this blood oath that he's taken with Ares, but he wants to renounce that. He wants to essentially no longer be bound or beholden to Ares. And it is really a chance for the dev team to kind of, investigate or explore different emotions, different context for Kratos as a character. So with that as sort of the emotional basis of kind of where Kratos is, the other question that the game really seeks to answer from the outset is, you know, how exactly do you go about breaking an oath with a god? I mean, it's not like you can just go up to Ares and say, hey, you know what, I'm out. I've kind of had enough. This isn't working for me anymore. I don't really want to do that. Right. It's not you, it's me. You can't really do that. Basically, in mythology, there was always a way for dealing with this. Like, in the actual mythology, the gods had their enforcers, as it were, who were the Furies. Well, the Furies are these creatures, women in this case, Tisiphone, Alecto, and Megara, who were essentially the holders of the bonds between mortals and gods. And what they would do when you said that you wanted to renounce a oath that you had taken with a god, they'd basically hunt you down, they'd trap you, and then they'd convince you to stay with your oath. And so the starting point of this game, and it impacts sort of the narrative structure that they set up as you start to play the single-player campaign, is Kratos has been captured. He is fundamentally in a different position than he was in any of the prior games. Usually when you start, it's that half-face shot of Kratos, and he's just about to get ready to go kick some ass. In here, he is basically, you still start with that half-face shot, but he's basically at the mercy of Megara.